Hi everyone, happy Friday. So today we're going to be reading John 11, verses 28 to 44. John chapter 11, verses 28 to 44. Just kind of the setting for this passage is that Jesus was sent word that his friend Lazarus was deathly ill. And when Mary and Martha had sent that word to Jesus, he had stayed where he was 2 days longer. And by the time that he came to the town of Bethany, where Mary and Martha lived, Lazarus had already died and was in the tomb for 4 days. And yesterday we looked at Martha and her response, and today we're going to look at Mary's response and how this is actually such a significant story for what is to come for Jesus. So let's read John chapter 11, verses 28 to 44. When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Wow, what a powerful passage. If you have not read the full chapter, John chapter 11, I would encourage you to read this today. Read it on your own time and just meditate on it. Reflect on what you're going to be, what you've seen and heard from this testimony of Jesus' power over Lazarus's death. All right, so yesterday, we took a look at Martha and her response. You know, both Mary and Martha were somewhat bitter and upset by Jesus' delay. You know, he delayed in his coming to the town of Bethany, and he was so late to the point where Lazarus was already in the tomb for 4 days. But Martha, you know, she had a little bit more faith than Mary at the time. She declared, we looked at yesterday's passage where Martha declared that, "Jesus, you are the Christ, you are the Son of God, you are the resurrection and the life." But even though Martha had responded that way, Mary had a different response. And I think most of us can actually resonate more with Mary. In verse 20, we saw a different response to Jesus' coming. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Mary distanced herself from Jesus with bitterness in her heart. She had a plan in mind to send word to Jesus that her brother, whom he loves, is sick. Then she expected him to come and heal him, but instead Jesus delayed his departure, leaving Lazarus in the hands of death. And so when Martha told Mary in her passage today that Jesus is calling for her, she rose quickly and went to where Jesus was, saw him, and she fell at his feet, weeping, and said only one sentence, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Mary was grieved by the death of her brother, and she was so upset at Jesus. She was distant and bitter and angry. She knew that if he had been there, if he had just come a few days earlier, Lazarus would not have died. He would still be alive, but instead Jesus delayed. Maybe Jesus cared more about his disciples and was too preoccupied with his ministry to be at Lazarus's bedside. Have you ever felt like God wasn't listening to your prayers? More than that, have you ever felt like God was answering everyone else's prayers but yours? You know, I've been praying for years and years, over a decade, for my oldest sister to be saved, to believe in Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. But when I hear about other people being saved before her and other people's prayers being answered before mine, to be honest, there's a part of me that asks God, "God, what about my prayers? What about Kathy?" Is this something you resonate with? Why are people getting into college before me? Why are people getting a job before me? How did this girl get into a relationship before me? Why is this guy in a relationship before me? You know, why is his family more well off than mine? God, why? This is what Mary was going through. Jesus, why didn't you come earlier to heal my brother? Where is your love for your friend Lazarus? In that moment, we see something amazing, and we see Jesus's compassion. When Jesus saw Mary weeping over her brother's death, verse 35, the shortest verse in all of Scripture, says Jesus wept. And it's in his weeping that we see the love of Christ. Some of the Jews saw Jesus weeping and how deeply he loved Lazarus. Verse 36 says, "See how he loved him." But there will be some who question God's love. Some of the Jews saw Jesus weeping and had a different response. They said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" And the answer is yes, but Jesus had a greater plan, something greater than opening the eyes of the blind or healing a sick man. Jesus had a plan to raise the dead to life. And I believe when he actually did this, when he actually woke up Lazarus from the dead, the doubting Jews became believing followers of Christ. In their own understanding, they thought Jesus was a fraud. You know, they thought Jesus was, you know, this liar. But with three simple words, "Lazarus, come out," they were humbled and they knew that God is God. They knew that God is in control. And Jesus wanted to show them this. Jesus wanted Mary, Martha, and Lazarus and his disciples to experience something that would completely change them from that day forward. Verses, I'm going to read a few verses near the end of our passage from 38 to 44. It says this: "He went to the tomb." Jesus went to the tomb where Lazarus laid. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." So they took away the stone, and Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The man who had died came out literally like, you know, like this is like a mummy scene, you know, like Lazarus had come out of the tomb, you know, fully wound up with cloth, literally like a mummy, and his hands and feet bound with linen strips and his face wrapped with a cloth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Unbind him and let him go." In that moment, Mary, Martha, and the disciples and the Jews witnessed Jesus's power over death. And what they didn't realize is that 6 days later, they were going to witness a similar event. The resurrection of Lazarus was a wonderful demonstration of the power of Jesus, foreshadowing the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The death and resurrection of Lazarus was pointing to the death and resurrection of Christ. And I believe that when Jesus was buried behind the tomb, Mary, Martha, and his disciples remembered the raising of Lazarus. and they had faith and hope to believe that Jesus' death, wasn't the end of it. Death has no sting on Christ. He is the resurrection and the life. Jesus could have ran away from the cross. He could have wanted to just get it over with, you know, but Jesus knew that his Father's plan was something greater. He knew what his Father's plan was for him. It was to wait, to serve and proclaim the kingdom of God, to do his earthly ministry for 3 years. And once all of that was accomplished, Christ knew that it was time for his resurrection. Jesus trusted in the Father's plan, a greater plan that will call forth faith amongst Jews and Gentiles and all peoples and all nations. And God was showing us that he had a perfect and sovereign plan of redemption for our good and for his glory. And today I want to encourage us to know that God has a greater plan in store for us, that he is doing something. And maybe it seems like Jesus is distant, that God is distant and his love is far away from you, but I want to encourage you to know that God is at work. He is going to do something great in and through your life. And he's going to show you his power over death. Death has no sting on the power of Jesus Christ. And, you know, today we're also reminded of the power that Jesus has over death in his own life. You know, Jesus raised to life after the third day. And the stone was rolled away, and he walked out of the tomb, and he was lifted up, ascended into heaven with his Father. And so today, let us be encouraged. Let's be encouraged by Jesus' power over death. He had a greater plan in store to not just heal a sick man, but to raise a dead man back to life. And that's what we see in Jesus' life as well. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, God, for your word today, for John chapter 11 as a whole, reminding us, God, Lord, that death has no sting on you, Jesus. Death has no sting on you, God. And because, Lord, we are one with you through faith, God, we cannot be defeated by death as well. Thank you, God, for your power. And thank you, God, for the promise, Lord, of resurrection life. God, you have given us resurrection life by the blood of Jesus. And so, God, in the way that Lazarus was raised back to life, God, we've experienced that ourselves by grace through faith. We've been given new life in Christ. We are now a new creation in Christ. And so, Lord, help us to live a life that reflects that, God. Lord, we thank you and we pray that more people will come to know you, Jesus, as the resurrection and the life. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.